Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Good evening and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga. If you come in and you tell us or the waiters here that you want the coach's cantina. You know, I was looking at this just a little while ago. You get all kinds of dinner combinations. There's about nine of them. You can get any one of them for $8.95. You can't eat supper in anywhere in Talladega County for $8.95, Coach Zediker.
I don't think so.
I tell you what, great place to be, great place to come and check out our coaches' shows each and every Wednesday night. First of all, KJ McCurley here. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Long day today, so good to talk some ball this afternoon at the podcast and now with you guys here at the Coach Zediker Show.
Happy Absolutely. How about you, Clinton?
Good to be here, man. Long day, but going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. Sun will come up tomorrow. Coach, how has practice been this week?
Job been decent. We had a good day Monday and Tuesday. Was good. A lot, you know, what we're facing, you got to do a lot of walkthrough type of stuff. So, yeah. Been a lot of mental reps and then try to polish it up today. And so we got one more tomorrow, and we'll see what we got.
Well, I'm going to mention this before I get to the other guys and let them get their questions to you. But I got to tell you, last Friday night, maybe with the exception of the Fayetteville game when we started coming back, I had these headsets on. I'm broadcasting the game. The crowd was loud.
Yeah.
The kids were having a good time. They were jumping around. We actually took the lead twice in that game. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe tonight's going to be the night.
Yeah.
Things didn't go our way in the second half. But here's the thing. I saw a lot of promise last week.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just fun. You know, that's one of the things I told the kids in the locker room. I was like, guys, that was fun. You know, the points in the game, everybody was having a good time. We were engaged. A lot of self-inflicted wounds, but it was. The crowd was fantastic. It was a great homecoming crowd. You know, it's fun for our coaching staff. It's that's what you do it for, to be in games where you got a chance, you know, and you're trying to win and have that opportunity. And listen, I'm going to tell you, when you can score points, things go well. You know, yep. It gets everybody else pumped up. And we did last week. And so that was big, but it was a good turnout. Very proud of our community.
One quick thing before I get to KJ is we got down again early. 14 points, and our kids come back and smacked them in the mouth twice.
They did, and you know, like I said, just self-inflicted wounds. We had a bump blunder on a punt. we call it a rocket, anal rocket. We kicked it right up our upback's rear end, and then, you know, that's just a mental mistake on us. And then turn right back around and drop the kickoff. And you know, that's a credit to our kids and our coaching staff. We kept our heads up. I think maybe times past we may have put our head down and it would have been done. But, you know, our kids believed what they did. We talked last week about we were prepared. We knew what was going on. We're like, all right, let's just get going, and then I'm going to go back. We scored. All right, when offense can score, all right, then all of a sudden everything gets back on track. And that was big. But very proud how the kids came back and kept coming back.
Coach, I know we talked before the set last week and some this week. We've got a lot of new faces incorporating in the scheme on both sides of the football. And you talked about it just then. It's fun for the coaches and players when you're scoring points. There was a period of time in the booth that I know all three of us were so excited for the kids, especially just seeing how they fed off of that. And you know, with the offense, I personally thought that this is just me. You're having a bunch of guys step up and say, we don't care about losing. We're playing to win. And when you get a group of guys that put everything else aside and just play to try to win and not care about anything else, play with nothing to lose, eventually we're going to get some of those second halves to go with the first half, and we're going to get some of those losses turned into W's. The mentality was there with the younger guys last week.
Absolutely, and that was one of our talking points as well after the game was, man, there was a lot of young men that got their first start. You know, there's a lot of young men that were on that field that hadn't played very many minutes in varsity, and that's a credit to them. It's why you field a team and not just 11. You know, it's why you practice every day, and you have to have that next man mentality to step up and play and had an opportunity. Look, we felt like if we don't have the penalties and the turnovers, we're the better team, or had a chance to win it, and just misfortunate. But it did give you a glimpse of what we think's coming. You know, there was a lot of young bucks out on that field, and as long as we can keep that attitude, keep going to work, regardless what our record is, man, good things are coming.
Coach, I want to talk about a specific play last Friday night, the touchdown pass to Javis Stone.
I'm going to laugh because I'm coming back with something on that.
I said this on air. You know, I was standing about on the 15 or so, and the guys can only come down so far from right at the box. And I yelled so loud, he's got it. And, you know, guys are like, well, huh? And by the time they look up, the ball's in the air and it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And just how cool was that moment to see him catch a touchdown pass? But you talked about throwing some, and Beulah was not expecting that.
Yeah, and that, listen, couldn't have happened to a better kid. So glad Javis could experience that and get that. You know, I don't think he's ever caught a pass in his life, you know, a touchdown pass of that. He's been a defensive guy. But I got to give all that credit to Coach Johnson, man. Johnny drew that up, man. He had a really good game plan of some different things we thought that we could exploit them on, and that was one of the ones we'd worked at. And there's about three others, how to get the ball to Javis coming out from the H-slot position. And man, it was just the perfect call. Johnny had it dialed in, and man, it was the perfect call at the right time.
It was fun to watch.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I come to practice Monday and I got hammered by Coach Johnson because I was picking at him on the broadcast. I said, did Coach Donahue call that call? and Coach Johnson caught wind of that, and of course I paid for it on Monday. We've all talked about these young kids, and we've all talked about, you know, stepping up, next man up, and but I'm going to tell you something. I hate to just throw too many accolades, but I don't know that right now I can say a whole lot of bad things about a ninth grader by the name of Amari Hale.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's playing good ball for you,
Special
Coach.
Special athlete, and he's playing both sides of it. You know, he played a lot of he'd worked his way in as our starting wheel linebacker and been playing a lot defensively exclusively. And then when we had the situation with some running backs and lost some and really lost our entire backfield, man, he was the next man up. And then he's a tremendous athlete, just a ninth grade. That's a 15-year-old kid, you know what I mean, 14, 15 years old. And he's strong for his age. He's that I don't know what I say. He's a little mature body, you know, for that age. You know, he's what, pound for pound, probably one of the strongest in our weight room, and just makes really good plays for his age. And man, that's again a sign of what's coming. Man, that's just a freshman. We got him three more years.
He plays like a junior or senior.
He really does. He does, and he does things that we wish some of our older cats would do, like he does. You know, but he's going to be a tremendous asset to us for a lot of years to come, and he's going to have to be big for us this week as well.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned players playing both ways. Another guy that played both ways for you last Friday, and you said it was coming, and it was Duke Fairman.
Yeah.
I thought that he played another really good game defensively. Maybe not the best offensive game that he would have liked and hoped for,
right. But
there was a lot of good things with him in the backfield. There was a lot of plays where there was a window there.
Yeah.
And if he keeps finding those windows, I think you can get set up for some more good runs. But we talked about, you know, just Amari Hale playing both sides of the ball, playing running back. How about a receiver for you? And Matthew Hall that's really stepped up.
Yeah. Hall did a really good job.
Micah Hall.
I wish he would. I know he wishes he has that touchdown catch back, man. That was right there. But listen, that kid works his tail off every day. He's one of the kids that stays after practice with JJ and runs extra routes. And he beat himself up. You know, I think he was in the locker room saying, "Man, I pulled a CD Lamb." You know, things like that. But he played really well. And again, he had to step up for us, and he has all year. And getting back to Duke, listen. Duke was thrown into that running back position on Tuesday. Okay, that's when we lost our other running back, Dallas, for the year. And so on Tuesday, we threw him in the mix. And so he's going to get better and better the more reps he got. But from having two and a half practices to the game.
The explosiveness is
And Duke only knows one speed, and that's hard, you know, hard and fast, and that's what he's going to do. And then you'll see more of him this week, and got a little bit more of him in the game plan. But, those two guys, you know, had good games for us.
All right, Coach, the first time we lost the second half all year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know you talked about the drop pass and some of the turnovers and penalties and things that happen. You know, what was the emotions like at halftime? Those kids know they had a chance to win, and what can we do better next time to channel that and come out better in the second half.
Well, listen, I'm going to take some blame. We needed to come away with points right there at the end of the first half, and we're right on that it was, do I kick it or do I not? You know, we're right at the line of what Camden can make or not. And Coach Gamble, he's our kicking coach. He's like, Coach, he's right. That's right where he was making them from. And, you know, if I had to go back, I might try to take the points. But, you know, again, our offense was rolling too. But the kids came in at halftime. You know, they were up. They were emotional. It's been a minute since we had that kind of a momentum in the locker room. And it was really, hey, guys, settle down. We got a second half. You know, we got to play a second half. And then, you know, our one of our sayings coming out of halftime, anytime we say third quarter, you know, they scream out three and out score. And that's our mentality. We need to come out. If we're on defense first, let's get three and out, four and out, five and out. Don't matter. Just get out.
And we got the score ball off back.
It. Yeah. And so with defense came out, I think they got one first down. We held them. We made them punt. And then just an untimely fumble, you know, right there in the red zone. I think we fumbled on about the 12. And that just kind of took a little bit of air out of our balloon, you know. And they scored. We held them on the two-point conversion. And then we go down there and have another opportunity and turn it over on downs. And so it just kind of, you know, when you're dealing with a fragile mentality of a kid right now, and young kids in a season that's haven't won a game, man, you got to have some good things go the right way. And unfortunately, this went the wrong way there. And it was hard to get it back.
Coach Matt Zediker here at La Costa with us. We're going to step aside for just a minute. When we come back, I've got a couple of positive things I want to talk to him about, and then we're going to shift our gears and look toward a pretty good Randolph County team that we've got to travel over and take on. Mm. We'll talk about that right after this break on the Matt Zediker Show.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? Ah! And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Matt Zediker Show on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Matt Zediker Show. Come on down to La Costa. That's where we are, downtown Sylacauga. Get you some chips, dips, some of the burritos, fiesta time. I'm here to tell you, it's great food, great people. They will serve you great. Coach, two positive things I want to get to. I wasn't real positive in the break there. I know my guys give me a hard time. But seriously, one thing is I look back at the Fayetteville game at the very first season and the other night, and we talked about Micah Hall dropping that pass.
Mm.
Nobody really wants to talk about how JJ just dropped that thing right in the bread basket.
Yeah.
The productiveness that where he's come to as to where he was has just been a sight to see for me. And another thing, we haven't kicked an extra point in 3 years until this year. And dadgum, my man went out there and kicked two out of three the other night. And we got lucky that the referees let us have that 2-point, which probably shouldn't have happened. But, hey, Talk about those two positive things.
Yeah, listen, JJ's just a warrior mentality, man. He's again, I've said it before, he's his own self-critic. You know, he wants to be good and perfect in everything he does. He came to me today. He was like, Coach, I apologize for our two-minute drill. I missed two passes. I was like, hey, you're fine. Keep doing what you're doing, you know. But he's just that constant wants to get better kid. He's worked at his craft very hard, wants to be a good quarterback, and he is. Has developed really well, and sky's the limit for him, you know, going into his senior year. And then the extra points, yeah, we kind of found Cam on a whim. You know, he kept saying, Coach, I can kick, and he's our snapper. And so when we let him kick one, I think it was in Vincent. I think had gotten a foul, and so we had to go in and let him kick off. And, man, he boomed that thing down to the 15. We're like, all right, let's see if he can kick extra points. And he's doing a good job for us, you know. And he could be somewhat of a weapon. And as we've lost kids or kids have gone, you know, we've kind of got away from our water bucket play, our two-point play.
Yeah.
And, but, man, I would much rather kick extra points if I can. And he's good. From about 30 is his threshold, you know. That's iffy. We don't know if it's going to come off the right side of the foot or the left side of the foot. But, yeah, man, he's been pretty consistent in practice. And, man, it's fun. It's good to see a big man kick.
And that's a great kid.
Yeah,
great
awesome. Young man. Awesome. Awesome. I need to bring him down here.
Yeah, absolutely. He'd be a great one to have on the show. I want to talk about the defense for a minute, Coach, because we've been talking a lot about the offense, and I think the defense had some really good moments last week and some tougher moments, but there was a few drives in which Childersburg's defensive line, we were able to really get inside and penetrate and really make it tough on the run to get outside, and when they couldn't get outside, they struggled to move us around. Talk about the guys up front and their progression this season. I know you've had a lot of guys move around some.
Yeah.
That defense has been tested this year and it'll be tested again this week, but it really starts up front. And I thought the defensive line played a pretty good game in the first half and for the most part in the second half.
Yeah, they did. Well, the one constant there is Justice Washington. You know, he's the rock right there, and he's you know, I put him up against anybody in the state right now. His get off and his motor is second to none. And so we move him around. We're gonna do some different things this week with him. But going back to that game, I thought Amari Garrett and Jamari Meadows, Big Cheese in the middle, really dominated their center and guards. We were able to get a good push, and we felt like we could do that to make them to kind of dictate to them having to run outside. And then another one, Eli Beckley had a really good game for us. You know, he came up field a little too much, too far. Sometimes they got underneath him, but that kid's motor never stopped. He ran a lot of plays down from behind. His pursuit was great. He had a sack. I think that's our first sack of the year. You know, we've been kind of charting that. We've been upset about that, but he had our first one. He had a really good game. So the defensive front, and when that section of the defense is playing well, then allows them linebackers to be free a little bit more. Javis played really good. And I thought Jackson Wheeler, our Sam linebacker, you know, that's the old Jackson I knew and love. You know, that was one of his better games, you know, that he's played, that he's been building to that point. And then Amari's all over the place, you know. And so, it was a good effort, you know. I'd like to have that touchdown run by the quarterback the last play of the third quarter. That probably wasn't a nail in the coffin. That kid broke about five tackles, and we just really, really were poor executing the tackling on that play, and it looked bad, and we knew it. And that one was tough to come back. But like you said, in spurts and for the majority of the first half, man, we rallied to the ball well. We had some good fits, and you know, we got to have a full four-quarter effort there this week if we don't want this thing to get out of hand.
I loved how Cheese and Amari were rotating in and out. They're keeping them fresh.
That
they look good. High energy, like you said. That was fun to see.
It was.
You brought up a point about how do we do that in Randolph County. You know, Coach, how do we move the ball in Randolph County? Is it just, hey, JJ, you know, be our superstar, or are we looking at doing some other things?
Yeah, listen, if you go look at the scores and everyone we have on film, people have scored on them. You know, we feel like if we can get past their first level, they got a really good defensive front, but if we can get into the linebacker, especially in the secondary, we feel like our athleticism and our speed can really exploit some things back there. So we've worked hard really on trying to get the ball into the secondary quick. We're gonna throw it a little bit more, and a lot of smoke and mirrors. Look over here, and the ball's gonna be over there. You know, we got to dress some things up. We're gonna try to give them some eye candy one way and come back the other. I think our counter game's been really good last couple of weeks, and so we're gonna lean on that a little bit. And in my opinion, I felt like our offensive line last week was probably their best game of the year. They really were coming off the ball. They were finishing blocks. They were blocking through the whistle. There was times there was D linemen down 10, 15 yards down the field, and they were enjoying doing that. So we're going to have that effort to have a chance to have a victory.
Those holes and gaps were fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gave Amari and it gave Duke. It gave those guys options.
Yeah.
You know, and a little less thought process and how do I get past it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yep.
Well, you know, Randolph County is one of those programs. Coach Presser's been over there a long time.
He has.
And you and I talked about this on our Coosa Valley Medical Center 101, how they are really senior-laden.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about how the contrast of that. You're going up not only against a team that's going to be bigger in size. I think they average around 290
mm-hmm.
on the offensive line.
Yep.
And then, of course, I think you told me how many of the offensive 11 are seniors?
10. Yeah, they're going to start 10 seniors, and that's a luxury, you know. And Coach Prestridge, you know, that Randolph County, that's kind of how they do, you know. He'll have a group of kids that come through that are really good, and then he graduates a big class, and then he kind of starts building another one. And,
yep.
and we're kind of in that the final stages of a really good class. They got a good team. Offensively, listen, you're going to see some old school football. They are foot to foot. They put them butts together, and they're coming off the ball. They run the old wishbone. So you'll see some different. I mean, it's going to be hard to stand a 3-3 stack against that. You know, you'll see a lot of five-man front from us. You'll see Duke up on the line a little bit this week, coming off as a strong end. And Justice, we're going to move around and try to let him come off the edge. You know, our biggest thing is, can we pile up the middle and try to force it to bounce outside? And if we can get that, then you know, we got some good athletes out there. We think can make some plays. But man, it's kind of what I told the kids. Their offense is what I call Novocaine offense. You know, they're going to do what they do and keep doing it, you know, and wait on us to make a mistake. You know, Novocaine, just wait. If it ain't took yet, it will. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of what we got to. We got to stay in our fits. We got to stay focused. We got to stay in what we're trying to do, because the first time we lose focus or we lose what we're supposed to be looking at, we lose our responsibility. That's when they break a big one. And then, and like I said, the running back's tremendous. You know, he's a three-star kid. He's really, really good. He's strong. They got a fullback, number 34, that's hard to bring down. You're going to have to gang tackle him, and you're going to have to squeeze his knees to bring him down. He'll plant some of our kids if we try to tackle him high. And then, you know, we feel like if we can get them into some trips and some doubles formations, then we're doing something good. You know, teams that have got them into that, have they gotten a lead, and if we can get them to where they have to throw, all right, then it's going to be a fun game. But that's a big task. But, you know, our kids are up for it, man. We know what we got. We know what our record is. But they've come back. They got a workman mentality. They put their boots on this week. And they, hey, man, let's go play. We got what we got left this season. Man, let's get all we can get. And, you know, I took a couple kids to the quarterback club dinner the other night, Monday night. And they, you know, people are asking, what do you think? What do you think about this week? And I took Jackson Wheeler. And he said, man, we're going to go shock the state. You know, no one's giving us a chance to win this game. So, man, we're not going down there just to eat a hamburger. You know, let's go down there and let's see what we can do. Let's try to win a game. And so, you know, we'll see what we can do. We got a good game plan. It's got to be executed.
Yep.
And I think, Coach, one thing that we sometimes tend to forget about, you don't, because you bring it up all the time, and that special teams, and one facet of special teams that has been good for us this year in spurts is our return game.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of explosive return plays, and we mentioned J.J. Davis a minute ago. People need to understand, not only is this guy thrown into the fire as your quarterback this year, but he's returning punts for you now.
Punts.
With all of the pieces to the puzzle that are no more. Is there anybody else in practice that has stepped up on that position this week? I know we sent several back there on Friday, but man, he is explosive, and I was tickled to see him receiving punts, but I know you want him out there for offense if at all possible.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm holding my breath every time we put him back there, so if he's back there, it's probably out of necessity. No, but JJ, like I said, he's a warrior mentality. He's a kid you can count on. You know, can he catch the punt? We need to figure fair catching, and he's on kickoff too. But I got to say, a name, Tristan Powell, had a big return last week, number 45 on our kickoff team. That gave us a lot of energy right there. So, listen, man, special teams you talked about. When I took this job, I was 6'4". All right, special teams have knocked me down to about 5'11 now. So, I'm just telling you, I lose sleep every night on this. But no, we've gotten better. It's just, man, what I've figured out is there's a lot of things that I took for granted that kids knew, especially with kicking game and special teams, that they didn't. It's something we're teaching every day. But, Coach Jackson, our defense coordinator, looked at us today. We're working on kickoff return. And, I have Tanner, our coach Gamble, he kicks for us, and I give him signals if we want an onside, we want it deep or anything. And I had him kick two onside kicks, and we executed just perfect. And Coach Jackson looked at me, he's like, hey, man, week 8, but we got it down packed now. We know what we're doing, you know. But special teams is huge. You know, it cost us a touchdown last week. And so if we can ever get perfect in there, then there's one of the three phases of the game. You know, that helps you win.
Absolutely. Special teams are key. We see it every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Coach.
Yeah.
All right, last road trip of the year.
Yeah, thank
you
God.
About it. No doubt. You said you're leaving at 3:30.
Yep.
Is there any particular routine these guys go through on a longer trip like this? Or how do we get down there and get in football mindset?
Well, we got Friday. You know, it's race weekend, so all of Talladega County gets out a half day on Friday, and then we're out on Monday. So that kind of messes up your routine a little bit. Listen to me, I'm kind of glad. You know, we'll get out at noon. We'll go down to the field house. We'll go ahead and take our time packing everything. We're not in a big rush. We'll get the trailer packed. We're going to do some fun activity. We'll probably have a movie for them, so I've got a big old blow-up screen, and just kind of do some things, relax. We'll do a quick walkthrough. We'll walk through all our special teams and everything, but we don't feel as rushed. We're going to eat pregame meal in our devotion around 2:30, get on the bus around 3:30, and really it is making sure they're awake about 30 minutes before we get there, you know, because they all fall asleep on the bus.
Yeah.
And it's getting them up and then getting the bus ride off of you. It's a good long bus ride, but get there at 5, man, that gives you a couple hours before you got to kick. We go out first team at 5:50, so I don't like a lot of downtime at a venue. You know, I like to get there, walk the field, let's get taped, let's get ready. But it's just using your past experience. You know, hey, we learned from Lee Scott. We didn't get off the bus real good. You know, Vincent, we didn't do real good getting off the bus. So, you know, what are we going to do to change? And so changing some things, maybe with our nutrition, maybe with our hydration type things, different things like that, and then just getting them out, getting them moving. And hopefully, you know, if we can have the start like we had last week, who knows? Let's go shock the state.
That's absolutely right. One quick thing before we get out of here, I got to get you to give a plug. Something happening at the field on Monday night for your JV.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got our small school county championship game between us and Winterboro. We'll do that at 6:00. And so that's a great opportunity for our 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Got an opportunity to put a trophy in our trophy case. If you've ever been in our field house, man, I don't know what they were thinking, but they had some good aspirations. And that thing is like a, you know, 4 or 5 shelf, 3-door
big trophy case. Maybe we can move some of those trophies that Gerald Wallace won out there. I don't know.
Well, here's my thing. It's what I told those freshmen. Guys, y'all got an opportunity to put a trophy in here every year of your career, you know, starting with this one. Can we win the county championship? And then we just signed up to play Comer, you know, for the Tiger Bowl. We're going to play that game next year, first game of the year on a Thursday. So there's an opportunity to trophy. And so, that it's a great opportunity, and those kids have been playing hard. We took one on the chin last night in Talladega, but we had a lot of people injured. We had 2 8th graders, 2 quarterbacks, both. One broke his collarbone, one broke his arm. Edward Hawley, one of our better 9th grade linebackers, been playing on Friday nights as well, broke the base of his thumb. And then we had our starting running back. He had an undisclosed issue at school. He couldn't play last night. And so we get all them back. We feel like we're going to be okay. And it's a county game. It's for the county championship. It's a beautiful trophy that Old Griffield gets made for everybody, you know, for the champion. And, man, what a great way to finish their season off, those 7th and eighth graders, that junior high, and have that opportunity to, man, to hoist a trophy, take a good picture in the end zone and get that T-shirt, you know, and just kind of springboard them into their freshman and sophomore years. But we got to take care of business, you know. It's not a given. You know, we're playing Winterboro. They beat us the first time, but that was our first game of the year, and so we'll see. We'd like to have a big old crowd down there, yeah. And man,
Monday night, right?
We're gonna treat it like a Friday night game. We're gonna keep those kids. We're gonna feed them. We're gonna bring them in. You know, they'll be out of school, but just felt like Monday would be a good time, and then be a good way to put a cherry on their season.
Monday, 6 o'clock for the JV Small Schools County Championship, Childersburg and Winterboro at John Cox Stadium. KJ, Clint, thank you for being with me. We'll get in that little RAV4 out there on Friday, and we'll head to Randolph County. How about that?
Maybe we won't fall asleep on the drive, too.
I hope the driver don't. But, Coach, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks
and,
for having me.
We will be back here again with Coach Matt Zediker again next week right here on the Matt Zediker Show here at La Costa.